If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
People, you are live right now with the More Than Just an Interview podcast. This platform is different. It's special. It's really a breath of fresh air on many levels. The main thing, the reason why it's such a breath of fresh air is because having a fresh, unique perspective on music, lifestyle, entertainment news, world news is very important. We work in a field where we speak to creators and independent content creators and artists that bring so much to the table, so much of their insight, and their voices shape the culture. The issue, the void that this platform fills is that we bring those voices to the airwaves. I want to give a big shout out to 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially powered by iHeartRadio, that's going to be airing this podcast every Saturday, as well as our YouTube channel for R&H Magazine and Radio Pushes TV. We have a four-way relay team of hosts that will be on the platform. I want to give a big shout out to Commotion, who is one of our hosts that's going to be on here. Commotion has an amazing background. This guy has a four-year degree in business communications. He has also spent intricate years at BET. He's a best-selling author with his children's book on Amazon, was an independent artist for like 10 years. He's an ad specialist with Facebook. I mean, he has so many different layers to his background. It's such a beautiful experience and honor to be working with him. Then we got Karish For Real. She's CEO and founder of Culture Buzzing. She is a completely amazing. When I met her about 3 years ago, I was just scrolling through Instagram and came across her feed. And I was like, hey, I would love to have you as an interviewer on our podcast network and work with you. She's also an artist. She got a dope record called I Want It All. She's an actress. She's been in several movies. She has movies right now on Tubi and on Amazon Prime. Her IMDb profile is sick. She's also creative brand director for Results in Ohio Magazine, and she's based out of North Carolina. Also, we have Z Rose Go on here as well. Her contribution to this platform is like next level. The great thing about working with Z is that she brings such a finesse when it comes to common sense. Like, she makes common sense sound so entertaining. And you rarely ever find people like that. Like, they will say something as simple as, but it just come across so profound, enlightening, and comical at the same time. Her background in the health field with nursing and nutrition, sport, lifestyle. She has real estate. She has so many different layers to her background. And she has a very colorful background from New York to Haiti and just all around Florida, everywhere. So honored to have Z Rose Go as one of the co-hosts for the More Than Just an Interview podcast. And we're going to kick this thing off. Z Rose Go, welcome. Thank you for flying this G5 jet with me tonight.
What's good? What's good, everybody? More Than Just an Interview is going down. The dynamic duo in the house. We got some topics we're going to talk about. It'll be very entertaining. I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely. And again, thank you for being on the podcast tonight and just wanting to take this ride with us top to bottom.
There is only one place where you can go and actually stream real Black culture on TV, and that's the BET Plus app. From movies, sitcoms, to original content created by super innovative producer, legendary producers like Tyler Perry, you will find endless content. The BET Plus app is the most complete solution outside of cable. Actually, in my opinion, it replaces cable from a big way, except for YouTube TV. Shout out to YouTube TV. But BET Plus, the BET Plus app is what you need if you want to stay connected to the culture and see dope content 24 hours a day. Download the BET Plus app right now on any device, Android or iPhone or iPad on your TV. Let's get it. BET Plus app, stream premium Black Culture on TV 24/7. Let's get it. Now back to our regular scheduled programming on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family.
I want to jump right into it. One of the things that we're going to talk about tonight, the first topic up, we're tapping into The Game. Everybody knows who The Game is. He's a household name in hip hop music. He from the West Coast. He was that bridge from Snoop to, it was Snoop, then it was Game, then it was Kendrick. Being managed by Jimmy Hinchman, he was on Interscope for a long time, just sitting there. Dre was working with him, but nothing was happening. 50 came along, he was already blown up by then. In the club, Get Rich or Die Tryin' was blown through the roof, and 50 was doing the G-Unit album. He did a G-Unit album, then he brought Game in after that. Because Game was on the record, I Want to Get to Know You, he was there. Then he brought Game in, and for you know it, Higher, this, that. And then all of a sudden, he blew up. And his career started off very fast, and then it kind of like died off, in my opinion, because of all the beefs and stuff like that. And then we get to the point where now what we're talking about tonight is this lawsuit where he was accused of being inappropriate with a female participant on his show For the Love of Game on VH1 a couple years ago. And this woman won a lawsuit against him for $7.5 million. He got a judgment because he didn't show up in court. And now, you know, with that being said, now he was transferring the assets out of his name into his manager's name. And now the judge is saying, hey, listen, you know, that house that you transferred over to your manager's name, you're trying to hide your assets or, you know, trying to make it seem like you don't have it. Now you got to transfer it back in your name. And now she's going after the house. So, Z, what's your thoughts on this whole Game thing?
I mean, I think, I don't know what it is about when people get into the rap game or just have some fame, they become delusional and they think that because of all their money and fame that they can do anything they want. They could grab private parts. They could say whatever they want, do whatever they want. And it's not true. And he's one of the many people that are feeling it right now when it comes to just, you're not invincible. You don't have immunity against the law or rules or things like that. So he's learning the hard way and he can run, but he can't hide. That's it.
Yeah. And according to the stateroom.com, they wrote a compelling piece. They said the woman who won $7 million in assault lawsuit against The Game went second suit against rapper. Now, she's already collected $500,000 from his Cash App and other means. In 2016, Priscilla Rainey sued The Game for sexual assault, winning millions in the final judgment. Now, she has reportedly won a second lawsuit against the rapper. This time, she accused him of attempting to hide his wealth to avoid paying her. According to Radar Online, Priscilla accused The Game, whose real name is Chaseon Taylor, of using shell companies to hide his assets. You know, shell companies are just companies that you incorporate. They really don't operate a business. You just use them for normal transferring things. Rainey was a former TV reality star on Game's reality show. She got Game in 2015 after the series ended. She filed a sexual assault lawsuit against the rapper, claiming he had touched her inappropriately during a date she initially assumed was part of the show. She alleged the Game had placed his hand inside her dress to rub her body parts and buttocks. The court granted a default judgment because the 44-year-old failed to show up for the scheduled court appearance. He is ordered to pay her $7.1 million compensation. The second lawsuit was about the house and the shell company. So now the house that he lives in, he has to put it in his name. It was in his manager's name, which is WAC 100. So now WAC has to transfer it back in this Game's name.
This is a public service announcement for all of my independent artists and content creators in the space. When it comes to your audio recordings, your master recordings, they must be at the highest level of quality of audio sound, period. SMS, Studio Master Sound. When people hear you, when they listen to you, that sound coming through their earphones or earbuds or speakers, when it hits their eardrum, sonically, emotionally, there is a euphoria that's created. That's one thing. If you listen to any great podcast, let's just say Joe Budden podcast, the audio is masterful. There is only one place that we vouch for when it comes to mixing and mastering your audio. That is MrMixAndMaster.com. That's www.MrMixAndMaster.com. Again, that is MrMixAndMaster.com. MrMixAndMaster.com. It is owned by Vinny De Leon, who owns the House of Hits in Miami. In case you do not know, the House of Hits studio is one of the most preeminent and famous studios in the world. Everyone from Kanye West, the Migos, Mary J. Blige, Busta Rhymes, DJ Khaled, The Game, Rick Ross, Meek Mill have recorded in that building. 10-time Grammy and over 225 million platinum as an audio engineer and over 50 billion streams and counting. They are affordable. Everything's online. They communicate with you every step of the way, and their reputation is flawless in the streets and online. We co-sign that. MrMixAndMaster.com. Make sure you tell them Radio Pusher sent you. Tap in with us. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family.
I guess for me, when they say common sense isn't always common, I think that they say money only exaggerates who you are.
Right.
They say money never changes you. It only makes you more of who you are. When you look at certain people who have become successful in the bright lights, big city, New York, L.A., wherever, movie stars, rappers, actors, whatever. Take LeBron James, always in the eye of the storm since he was 15 years old. He's had the most pressure out of anybody. The world waits to see what he's going to do, what he's going to say, try to kill his character. Some people, they understand what they're involved in, and they're grateful for having an opportunity because it can all be taken away in one mistake.
Right.
In one mistake. And to me, I guess the disappointing part is that you fail to show up to court. You lose the judgment. Now you got to scramble. When VH1 gave you millions of dollars to do the show, all you had to do was just act like you was interested in somebody, you know, like everybody else. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're going to marry them. Like, everybody knew Ray J wasn't going to marry any of the girls from For the Love of Ray J.
Right. Right.
Yeah, we knew that. We knew that was just a game show. We knew Flavor Flav was never going to marry Delicious. You know what I'm saying? Or right. Whatever. We know that's entertainment. We get it. But for him to put your hands on someone inappropriately, and he has a daughter, just to be caught, and again, allegedly, that's what she said, but she's won a case for that. So now it's about, she won a case. You know what I'm saying? You owe this girl legally this money. And you're hiding asset, and she's not going to stop. So to me, what's sad is there's nobody can deny that you're an amazing artist. But what are we going to remember him for? Like, what's your thoughts on that? Like, 10 years from now, like, what are you going to remember him for? Because, you know, he's already 43, 44. So, like, what are you going to remember him for 10 years from now?
For the game, really, I just remember him with beef with 50. And just women hopping. That's what I'm really going to remember him for. Unfortunately, that's pretty much it. I mean, he had some decent songs, but after the beef with 50, I mean, I haven't heard anything that interests me. Honestly, what's keeping him relevant is his turmoil or his problems keeping him relevant, because music, he hasn't dropped anything. And that's the only thing that's keeping him relevant right now.
Yeah. And I also think that, and true, I agree with you. I think from the perspective of, like, when you attack people that helped you, I've never been a fan of that. I've never been a fan of, like, if someone helps you, even if y'all don't see eye to eye anymore, you don't have to attack. Go your way. That's fine. Boom. But it's because your story includes him. His story doesn't have to include you. I mean, that's just a fact. I mean, that's the truth. Your story has to include him. His story was already made, even if he never worked with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So his story is, there's not going to be a chapter in his book that he has to put you in. He could just skip over that. He could just go, getting shot, mom died at 8, house caught on fire, Supreme Team, Kendall Supreme Griff was after him, the beef with Ja Rule, Irv, getting shot 9 times, him and Yayo, Banks and Bucks come up, Yayo on Rikers Island, free Yayo, Eminem wore a t-shirt to VMA. We get so much. You know what I'm saying? Like,
World tour.
Like, you had the biggest hip-hop debut next to Snoop. You know, it's a whole movement. So there's so much material to me. And I've always told people this. People pay, Fortune 500 companies pay consultants millions of dollars. Why? I always tell people that. People are like, why they do that, Jay? Direction, guidance. People never stop paying for guidance.
Right.
Why would J.P. Morgan pay an outside group to give them consultation? They're a $1 trillion company. Why would they do that? Because you need unbiased eyes to tell you what you can't see. You feel what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
So if you have a manager, you really got to realize Jimmy Instrument was caught up in the Tupac stuff because he thought that he set him up at Quad.
Right.
And so you go get a manager that's already got a contentious past. Then he doesn't like Fifth. Remember, Yayo slapped his kid. Remember, Yayo slapped Jimmy Instrument's kid. And remember, they shot up Yayo mama house. So you're managed by the guy that hates. Got to put you in position. That's never going to work.
Right.
Then that guy goes to prison for life for crimes. And you go and get Whack and Whack 100. And you have your team. But to me, what person would allow you? I don't think Whack was there when he was doing the beef and stuff. I think he came after that. Yeah, he came after that. But what leadership team would tell you, hey, try to knock down the guy that's a multimillionaire that got to deal with Vitamin War?
Right.
Why would you do that? Like,
exactly. I don't know. It didn't make any sense to me. That doesn't show loyalty. It doesn't show business savvy. I mean, his career went downhill since that time. Like, some people use beef to heighten their career, but it didn't work that way for him, unfortunately.
Yeah, and to me, and just to end this out, to me, when I think about the leadership part, when OutKast, you never heard Big Boy say anything about Dre say anything about Big Boy. It was always what it was. And not saying they ever had a beef, because if they did, we never knew. I just think, you know, Andre 3000 just wanted to do other things.
Mm-hmm.
But they the biggest selling group in hip hop history. Like Speaker Box did like what, 14 million records? Just that one album. What I'm saying is, in conclusion on this matter, there's class, there's respect. 50 said something which I never forget. He said, I would never say nothing against Dre, no matter what goes on, because Dre means to M what M means to me. And that's just 48 laws of power. Never outshine the master. You never get anywhere. Nobody wins when the family feuds. Nobody.
Right.
And the sad part about it is, once he transferred his house back in his name, she can put a lien against it. They said she can sell it. She can force him to sell. She can force him to sell to get her money.
Right.
That's what happens when you get judgment. If people want to pursue it, judgments can get serious. That's why people file for bankruptcy. To protect themselves. But certain things, you just got to pay. And one more thing. When he had a 10-year documentary, the 10-year anniversary of the documentary, I'll never forget, I saw a video on YouTube where he had Dr. Dre at his party. You know, hey, man, I want to thank you so much for doing what you did. And that was 10 years ago, 12, 13 years ago, when he had a 10-year anniversary of the documentary, which was his best album ever. After that, nothing compared to that. That was like his Thriller moment. Then you go on Drink Champs and say, Kanye West did more for me in 2 weeks than Dre did for my whole career.
There is only one place where you can go and actually stream real black culture on TV, and that's the BET Plus app. From movies, sitcoms, to original content created by super innovative producers, legendary producers like Tyler Perry, you will find endless content. The BET Plus app is the most complete solution outside of cable. Actually, in my opinion, it replaces cable from a big way, except for YouTube TV. Shout out to YouTube TV. But BET Plus, the BET Plus app is what you need if you want to stay connected to the culture and see dope content 24 hours a day. Download the BET Plus app right now on any device, Android or iPhone or iPad on your TV. Let's get it. BET Plus app, stream premium Black Culture on TV 24/7. Let's get it. Now back to our regular scheduled programming on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family.
He just continues to
like, why would you do that? Like, what's the point? Like, why would you say, Kanye, you sat next to Dre in a drop top 6'4" in Compton. Dre is from Compton. Nobody could have gave you that look for Dre. Why would you say that? I guess dropping his name in every verse didn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. But anyway, those are my thoughts. On that. Moving on from there. Obviously, the elephant in the room, not in the room, but I guess the elephant on the internet, I guess it's Cassie situation. I'm going to kind of let you lead the way on that. You put it in Zoe's universe. Tell me what you feel, see, hear. What's your thoughts on that? All this alleged stuff going on, allegedly.
I mean, yeah, this is all alleged. It's been alleged for probably 15 years now, a lot of this stuff. But what Cassie did was brave, I believe. She let people know her story, and it was real enough for her to get paid for it. We can say it's alleged, but a lot of evidence shows that it seems like it really happened, because you have a wounded woman, you have somebody that, and Diddy's side felt like her case was strong enough that they didn't want to move forward with any trial. So they paid her. So it just doesn't look good for him. It's alleged, but everybody pretty much dropped him, from Macy's to Revolt. Everyone pretty much, a lot of his affiliates kind of dropped him. So it's not a good look for him. I just think everything done in the dark will come to light. I don't think anyone can continue to, well, live a certain way and not be exposed. You can't continue to hurt people and it not be exposed. I'm not trying to point fingers or anything, because, yeah, this is all alleged, but just universal law. You can't just continue to hurt people and it not be exposed, and you just look like a knight in shining armor for the rest of your life. So it's not going to be that way.
Let me ask you this. Based on everything you read from the lawsuit, of things that she put in, because see, once somebody filed a lawsuit, that their claims, that's what they say happened. Obviously, you can go to court, get a trial, whatever. Obviously, they settle for X amount of millions of dollars. But knowing that he settled within 24 hours and knowing what you read online about what she says allegedly happened, how do you emotionally, as a female, how do you think she's feeling right now? Like, what's her vibe? How is she feeling? How is she coping with it day to day? And what's your thought?
What she accused him of, a lot of the stuff, she was very detailed. So I don't think Cassie's a songwriter and has a great imagination like that. She's not an author. I don't know if she's had evidence of being like a fiction writer. So she wrote about a lot of things. It was in detail. That kind of makes it believable for me. But she's older now. Before, she was 19 and she was very young. And every woman can look back and think about when they were 19, and they were a lot more gullible than they are now. But I
how do you think she's feeling, and like, how do you think she's coping with everything as a woman based on what she put in there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the money helps, but I think she's still going to be hurt. She still has to go to sleep thinking about certain things that she did. She has two kids now. So even during birth, she probably remembered all the things that happened to her, because sometimes women have to have a C-section instead of doing vaginal birth because of maybe certain diseases that they have. When you try to get away from the past as a woman, and then you constantly keep having to encounter it because of different situations in your life, that makes you bitter. That makes you angry. That makes you want to get back at this person, because you can't ever forget those dark times. I feel sorry for her, but hopefully her new family brings her some kind of happiness. But certain pain that you can never forget, it's just hard to deal with.
I agree 10,000%. I think for me, when I sit down and think about all the alleged things she put in there, I think mental trauma is always worse than physical, because physical trauma can go away. You might still have nightmares about, you know, you got people who are prisoners of the war, people in Vietnam. The thing that gives PTSD is the psychological part. Like that, seeing certain things, it traumatizes you. Being in, you hear about people get human trafficked and they get PTSD because of they were in a dungeon in somebody's basement and, you know, chained to something, chained to a heater or something and beaten and fed inhumane food. Just the psychological, just thinking about it can be a trigger. So to me, I think her children provide a shield of happiness for her. I think that's probably my opinion. One of the main reasons why having children were important, because children give you an opportunity to live, to give someone else a life that you didn't live, and to protect them and to teach them. And I think that her children provide peace for her, because I don't think she's ever going to find peace, because this will always be talked about forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to drag. I just feel like the peace in her life will be up and down. You know, just up and down because of the explicitness of what happened. You know, I don't think, even if 80% of what she said is true, that's traumatizing. And I think they broke up in like 2019. It's 5 years. So almost 5 years. Mm-hmm. But experiencing that from the time you're 20 for 30, it's like, look what you were doing. If what you're saying is true, I mean, when you shower, when you go to the gym, when you drive it, when you hear his name, see a billboard, listen to the music. Like, he's everywhere. It's not like he's a smart man. He's one of the most famous people ever to live. True story.
Right.
So to me, in connection with your point, I don't think you ever find peace. I think you just have to manage your agony. It's almost like a parent burying a child. One time somebody told me, you just have to manage your pain. You know, because there's nothing that you can get over, because you're never supposed to get over that. You just manage it so it doesn't make you go into a grief-stricken mode and stuff like that. But I talked to a lot of people in the barbershop, how they were trying to blame her for taking the bag. And I was, she could have left a long time ago. I was like, man, that kind of world, you can't just open a door and walk out. It's like somebody being in a game. You know, it's like blood in, blood out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who wants to walk away from their dream and you worry about somebody going to kill your mama or hurt them? You know, you got all these people around you. You know, people going to look at you as a failure. There's so many different dynamics that go into that.
Yeah. And a lot of men know how to pick a woman that they can manipulate. Men know, you know, like who you can manipulate, who you can't. So, yeah, the guys at the barbershop will probably, she should have left. Or they're thinking, I know my sister would have left if that happened, or so-and-so would have left if that happened to her. But that's why there's abused women, you know, battered women, because there's women who stay. And just because she's a celebrity and made that hit song doesn't mean she's one of those women. And he was able to pick out who he can manipulate and who he can't. It's not that easy for everyone. Not everyone has that type of fearlessness. Some people get attached even to an abuser. People get attached to their abusers.
When you take someone, when like Ryan Leslie, shout out to Ryan Leslie, a great producer and just overall creative. But when he, remember she had this song, Me and You, already blowing up. And it was catching fire. And then he heard it, Puff heard it and liked it, and then brought him in to sign him. But here's the thing, she was 19. So my thing is, if you remember yourself at 19, imagine being 19 and being in New York, having no money, and you with somebody with all this money, their own building, hundreds of workers working for them. It's a whole different type of, you know, whole different type of like adoration, whole different type of work. I mean, those people get worshipped by regular employees every day because you're on TV, you're doing this, you're doing that, all that stuff. So to me, she was a very young person, 19, 20, 21, 22. You're moving 100 miles an hour, 1,000 miles an hour, because money makes things go faster. Hey, let's fly to Ibiza. Let's go to Italy. I'm going to put you on the BET Awards. Let's go to the Met Gala. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody goes to Walmart at some point in their day, in their week, in their month, during the year. in their whole life. Walmart is a must stop destination for everybody for whatever needs you have, whether it's food, products, electronics, pharmacy, you name it, it's at Walmart for the best value that you can find on the planet. But right now we are in a time and space where everybody's working two jobs, three jobs, super busy with the kids or with your own life, school, studying, whatever it may be. You don't always have time to jump in your car and go to Walmart and buy what you need, which is why Walmart Plus is your new best friend. www.plus.walmart.com. That's plus, plus.walmart.com. plus.walmart.com. The Walmart Plus membership is the ultimate all-in-one solution for all of your shopping needs. You pay one price for the year with same-day delivery, save with free shipping, save on streaming, save at the gas pump, and rack up with Walmart Cash all day, every day. It's a win-win. Right now, we're in the stage of convenience, speed, and savings. The Walmart Plus membership does all of that for you. Again, go to plus.plus.walmart, WALMART.com, and try for free for 30 days. You can't miss. It's Walmart. Walmart Plus. Tap in right now. Now back to our regular scheduled programming on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family.
And honestly, what I'm going to say is controversial, but Black people in America should understand Cassie's syndrome, because Black people have been abused in America for centuries, but Black people still love America. They love the glitz and the glamour and the money, and they love everything. They can't leave America. You see some people that are fed up and say, I'm going to Africa, I'm going here, I'm going there. But majority of Black people, Black Americans here stay, and they continue to get abused. That's just my side thing.
No, I got you. But in the same token, though, I mean, you belong where you belong, and they shouldn't want to leave here because they helped build here, along with other immigrants.
Okay, so, well, Cassie could say she helps build
but that's
him.
That's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. Is like, they shouldn't feel out of place either. I know exactly where you're coming from, and I agree with you. I'm just saying that, like, when you look at people who go through what she went through, allegedly, I know that being starstruck, being loyal, it's hard to turn your back on people who you think could change your life. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that person could take you to the next level, you're going to ride it out with them.
Yeah. Some people do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Ugh. I want to chop right into talk briefly about Revolt. Revolt hasn't addressed the issue for obvious reasons. They've lost, I think, one prominent podcaster, but obviously he removed himself from Revolt like a couple of days later after it broke, after the lawsuit thing broke. But like, what do you see Revolt going from here? Like, what's your thoughts on Revolt?
I don't think Revolt was at their height or pinnacle. Like, it's at a place where it's just going to continue to work at their brand. And I think their brand is moving, but it's not huge. And I think they felt like this would hinder their growth. So they had to let him go, let the dead weight go. But I don't think it's right now, I don't think it's going to hinder them too much. They let him go and they're going to continue to move forward, but they still have a long way to go as far as their brand. That's my feeling on it.
Yeah, I think they're being very strategic. Obviously, they have big partners, Cadillac, AT&T, probably other partners. They get more traffic, media traffic, than they complex, which is big.
Uh-huh.
They are the Black version of CNN to me, because they were the first site to start covering social justice stories on a regular basis. When you go to their website, they got a whole section for just social justice. The media company part is very successful. I think that they were smart to separate themselves, because when you're the problem, it's like leprosy. It just spreads. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, he the problem. Oh, the longer you stay attached to it, the more people are going to want to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that with the unknown with these future lawsuits coming out, If he had one lawsuit, I don't think it would have been a big deal. But after that second one, third one, fourth one, bro, it was like, okay, you know, you need to go take a time out.
I'd be trying to figure out where I was in 98. Was I in Harlem? But
no, I got you. Well, the crazy thing about it is you want people with stories that are true and authentic to speak. Yep. That's what the law was about. The law was about giving people a victim of stuff that happened in the past. You want authentic stories told. Everybody has a right to defend themselves in court. I'm all for that. I just think that once the truth hits, you got to deal with it. I don't think you can try to cover it or rewrite history. So that's my thoughts on that. Hey, but people, right now, we're on the More Than Just an Interview podcast today. Subject matter talking, we've talked about the game, Diddy, Cassie, Revolt. Now we're going to jump into the state of Black media. Let me ask you this question. We got a lot of, you know, podcasting what blew up. Like when the pandemic happened, podcasts yeah. were just kind of, everybody started a podcast. You get a mic, start talk. But speaking from the Black media perspective, like, what's your thoughts on, you think Black media is helping out Black culture with their type of coverage of it, or do you think there's a lot to be desired?
Black media is all over the place. I mean, there's podcasts, there's that new Fox network. I just think when you say Black media, it's like there's so many different, I just think it's hard to say, okay, Black media, because there's so many different views in Black society. For me to say, there's so many different views in Black society. So I don't think Black media covers all our views. I think Black media is all about usually entertainment and who got shot. So I think there's more diversity, there's more richness to our culture than just that. So I think there's a lot more to be desired from Black media, honestly, as far as education, as far as talking about who these new inventors are that are inventing amazing things. A guy inventing a car, like he can transition a regular car to an electric car. One guy who's just taking water from the sky and just taking vapors from the sky and creating water. There's just so many things that we have to talk about that we don't. There's a lot of it is about music and who got shot and who got killed. So is this a lot to be desired for Black media?
Yeah. And first of all, thank you for your insight on that. Here are my thoughts. You got Revolt, you got Shade Room, you got Hollywood Unlocked, you have Media Takeout, which is not just a Black network, but Gossip. You got Bossup, you got Foxo, you got a lot of things. My thing is this, if there was a media outlet that could tell me that, hey, look, here is the next slutty vegan CEO, I don't know what that is. The biggest coverage I see is of Gossip and primarily on YouTube. I don't see the coverage highlighting points of interest that could really benefit consumers. I think so much stuff is clickbait.
True.
So much stuff is algorithm. Like, you go on YouTube, you got 2,000 channels talking about Diddy and Cassie, and nobody has real information.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what she settled for.
Right.
But then you go to some people pages, and I watch them. Well, he's going broke, and he's doing this. I'm like, how do you know that? Like, how do you know a dude that's a billionaire is going broke?
Right.
Like, what information do you have? Like, why would you know anyway? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, how would you know? And even when Cassie settled, you know, mm-hmm. the lawsuit, we don't know what he received. That was sealed. We don't right. know. They didn't say, hey, she got $32 million. We don't know that. To me, Black media does suffer disjustice because we report so much. If you got to say alleged after every point, talk about some of
mm-hmm.
Like every point you say is alleged. You're saying your source told you this. If you mm-hmm. wasn't there, and if you don't have a verifiable source that was in the mix or there, that's like saying, I know it's information on 50, but you've never been around to do.
Right.
You know people that know him. We don't believe that. You need to show evidence. Just like you said about Cassie, she filed a lawsuit. That don't mean it was true, but she filed a lawsuit and it was enough information for him to say, let me settle. But that was after the point. Because if you settle that fast, you should have settled beforehand.
Exactly.
I don't think Black media helps people. I don't. I think that it needs to be reconstructed to where there's one platform or multiple platforms creating different content to be able to highlight people, because we don't do that. We don't celebrate each other's greatness through our media platform, straight up. Like, why doesn't Essence magazine have a section about rising stars in hip hop or rising stars in R&B? Because if a hip hop artist blows up, they're going to put them on the cover.
Yeah.
They're going to put them on the cover.
Or stuff about genius kids and, you know, just positive things. Like, we're inundated with negativity, and then we'll want to do a episode on mental health. Why don't you help with mental health by posting stuff that's more positive, not who broke up today? And all those are fine, but like, we're inundated with that type of stuff. And just like, and mental health is like helping just switching your frequency and talking about positive things.
We are 45 minutes in. How do you feel about the More Than Just an Interview pilot episode one? Like, what do you think so far?
Yeah, we got some good stuff we talking about.
So next week, we're going to get into Suge Knight Collect Call. We're going to jump into that. This Collect Call podcast is like, he rewriting history right now. Like, literally.
Oh, yeah.
Collect Call podcast with Breakbeat Media. Definitely shout out to Dave Mays. I mean, like, the way they narrate it, like, they put the sound effects in there. They put the right lighting. They have the special effects. It's dope. I mean, Suge's always been a great interview. Always. You can never go wrong with the truth. So we got that going on. We also have talk about a Collect Call. We're going to talk about Cat Williams' interview on Standing Star Podcast Club, say, say. Because right now, that's breaking the internet. Over 8 million views already. It's crazy.
Kevin Hart already commented. Yeah. He was on a Breakfast Club commenting about that.
Yeah, but is Cat telling the truth? That's how I feel. The thing about a guy like Cat, you never want to be on his bad side. Because he's authentic. He's the last. Right. We'll talk about this next week, but he was the last real storyteller of hip-hop. Because he hasn't sold anything. But I thank you for jumping on here tonight. It's been amazing. People, Zoe Rose, going to the building. Thank you so much for jumping on the podcast.
Yeah, it was fun. I look forward to the next one.
Hey, same time, same place. Let's get it, people. More Than Just an Interview. Available on all DSPs, wherever you listen to your podcast at. iHeartRadio, iTunes, Deezer, Amazon. We're right there. So thank you so much, Z. Let's get it.
Save big money on everything for your projects at Menards. Update your outdoor space with our huge in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber, decking, and fencing. Load out big savings using our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, get free estimates fast using our deck and fence design programs. Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals. Save big money.